was it George Gershwin who wrote Rhapsody in
Blue? Yes.
Well, I was singing with George, and Rudy Vallow was conducting the orchestra.
Really? Where was this?
Yeah.
Here in New York.
And I remember Rudy Vallow had, because when it got to the Rhapsody in Blue, it was sort of complicated for the orchestra leader who didn't read music. So he had a long thing, music, papers strung together. And every colored paper, he changed tempo. And so he knew that blue was 3/4.
Oh my.
And he knew that pink was 4/4. And he knew that gray was 6/3, whatever. And so that's how he conducted.
That's how Rudy Vallow got through Rhapsody in Blue.
That's right.
My. Did you ever appear on his radio show?
Well, that was...
That was a radio show.
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't a concert. It was just during
the
radio
show.
No,
it was a radio
show. And he did it probably with his band then.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my.
And then, George... I was so nervous because I thought, if he doesn't like my interpretation, and it was the day of, you know, you always rehearsed.
You heard it was
day.
A Thursday, always a Thursday.
Yeah, and so I'm rehearsing, and he's at the piano, and I'm singing, and I'm thinking, if he changes my interpretation, I'm a dead duck. And he looked at me and he said, that's fine. And so I was vastly relieved. And that night he invited me to go to a big party. And in those days, the society folk were mixed up with the performers.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true anymore. Well, in the first place, there's no society folk left.
The society, when you say society folk, are you talking about, for example, the store, the ballrooms, and every ballroom had an orchestra in New York in those days.
Yes.
The Astor.
Yes.
And then there were the clubs, the famous, you know, the Stork Club and all those places. That was the society world.
This was an evening done by that famous woman who did all the parties And this was an evening that she arranged for Cole Porter, and George always played it. He always played everywhere.
Mm.
If there was a piano, he was playing. And so he asked me to sing, and then we had to be good friends.
Rudy Vallow had the number one rated radio show in this country for almost a decade. Uninterrupted from 1929 to 1939. He discovered so many of the stars that we think of today. Burns and Allen came out of his show. Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy came out of his show. Joe Penner, who most people have forgotten all about.
I haven't.
It was a great Wanna Buy a Duck.
Wanna Buy a Duck.
One of the people that Rudy Vallow had a relationship with Louis Armstrong. Did you know anything? Was that public, that they were good friends, that Rudy Vallow was trying to champion Louis Armstrong?
No.
It wasn't public. What were the race relations in...
Well,
in
we went to, with George, by the time we got to be good friends, and we were flirting a little bit, we went to Small's Paradise. We went to, what was the name of the other one, the big one?
The Cotton Club.
The Cotton Club. And we would go in diamonds and pearls, like the song says. I remember one night we went up there, and there was Gertrude Lawrence and Lady Peel. You know who Lady Peel was?
No.
Bee Lilly.
Oh, Bee Lilly, okay.
She was Lady Peel.
It's funny because in one of Rudy Vallow's shows, I have the Museum of Television and Radio gave me the archive to look at for this book. He had on one show Cecil B. DeMille, and B. Lilly as his guest. And I can't imagine what that was like.
I remember Cecil B. DeMille. I went there many times for lunch and dinner. I was a great friend of his, one of his daughters. And, well, anyway, back to...
The Cotton Club.
So there we were in diamonds and pearls and ermine coats. And everybody was so nice. And George was greeted by as an honored guest. And we all went to